Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to introduce you this morning to the Mary Washington Healthcare Regional Cancer Center and all that it provides the area. The Regional Cancer Center is really a jewel as far as what's available, and that is what our focus is this morning. Our guests from the Regional Cancer Center, Messina Corder is here along with Renee Schenck and Jennifer Reynolds. Good morning to all of you. Thanks for coming.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us start by just talking about the Regional Cancer Center, what it is and what it all encompasses. And any one of you can start. Everyone's looking at each other. Does somebody want to tell me what the Regional Cancer Center is? Jennifer?
Sure. The Regional Cancer Center is a collection of many services. We have, in the actual building, we have radiation oncology, we have infusion services, and then we have a lot of support services that we offer. And each one of us here can talk about each of those.
The fact that we have all of those here, it wasn't that many years ago that when a person was diagnosed with cancer, you automatically had to go out of the area to get some of those services.
You did. Your physician, you would have to, you know, you were diagnosed by mammography, for instance, if you had breast cancer, and you'd go to a breast surgeon in the area, and sometimes they would refer you out. And sometimes they necessarily didn't have to, but now you really can stay here in the area. And we have a lot of magnificent services. And, for instance, radiation oncology, which Renee can touch on, is we have cutting-edge machines that can do a lot of the service right here.
Describe, Renee, what's available with radiation oncology.
Yes, in radiation oncology, back in 2011, we actually purchased a linear accelerator from Varian Medical Systems called a TrueBeam. Cutting-edge technology. We were one in seven in 2011 that bought the machine. The machine is capable of doing what we call a stereotactic radiosurgery. And what that means is if you have a brain tumor or a lung tumor that cannot be cut with a surgeon's knife, we can actually treat you between one and five times and do the same job. So it's wonderful. You just come in, take your treatment, and leave. There's no recovery time. There's no, you don't miss work, and it's just a wonderful thing.
Wow, what a fantastic piece of equipment that must be.
Oh, it is. It is fabulous.
And I'm sure it's in a very expensive piece of equipment.
That it is.
Something like that, to be trained to be able to use it, I would guess that there's a lot that goes into just being able to use a machine like that.
Yes. In particular with radiosurgery, mainly those type treatments are planned by a physicist, and a physicist usually is a PhD. So they actually have to do all the planning along with the physician and the neurosurgeon as well. And when the treatment delivery takes place, the physician and the physicist must be at the console while the treatment is being delivered. The actual treatment delivery is by radiation therapist, and they are bachelor degree folks. So
one of the things, Renee, that and as we go along this morning, this just occurred to me that we don't think about when we talk about the Regional Cancer Center, and we talk about the great equipment, but you have to have a lot of people that have a lot of specialized training, just like what you described in that whole building.
Absolutely, you sure do. In my building alone, you have to have your physicist, you have to have your physicians, you have to have dosimetrist or the folks that specialize in the planning piece. You have to have therapists. You have to have trained nurses. You have to have dietitians. You have to have social workers. I mean, it's a lot of people who coordinate the care of cancer patients.
Right. It's more than just the doctor saying, you've got cancer and we're going to put you on chemo and we'll roll in the chemo and put it in you. all of this stuff, as we talk about this morning, just besides we talk about the Regional Cancer Center, just the equipment, the technology that's there, and the training all of you have in whatever your specialty is, that's really something.
Yeah, and so many times patients come in and cancer is not the only problem they have. You know, there's a lot going on in their life. And sometimes going through the whole process, it's very difficult, and people get kind of swept by the wayside. And in that particular area, we are very proud that we have navigators that help our patients. And Messina actually can chime in here and talk about the navigator program, because it's a program that's very necessary, and it really they do a great job of helping patients. As we help them with just their radiation portion, they help them with everything else that's going on with them. So I'm going to let Messina talk about the navigators.
Right. So thanks, Renee. I'm glad you mentioned the navigator program, because that is a huge component of cancer care. The navigators are oncology-trained nurses who are there to help patients through every step of their process, through their journey. They're there to help coordinate care. They're there to help patients find support resources, whether that is a nutritionist, whether it's Star Cancer Rehab, whether it's integrative medicine, whether it's financial support. They're also there just to talk. So a lot of patients, I mean, this is a difficult thing to deal with. So they are there for emotional support. And we also connect patients to any resource in the community. If we don't have it available at the cancer center, we find that resource for the patient. So
when the person is diagnosed, it's such a dark day, and all of a sudden words and treatments,
yes.
And it's all you've never heard of all this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. And the navigators are really there to help explain some of those terms too that people don't understand, and then sometimes to help patients through the different stages of whether they're angry or whether they just don't understand, or what do I do next, or you know, I'm just so anxious, I don't know what to do. So they really are like a sounding board, and they can be there whatever the patient needs. That navigator is there for them the entire journey that they have to go through.
I found in my own case that one of the worst things you can do is start going online and looking at things, and
right.
where in talking to a navigator or a nurse,
yes.
really put your mind at ease on
yes,
a lot
yes.
of things.
Because yeah, absolutely, online there's so much misinformation. That's always the worst case scenario, and cancer can be very individualized, mm-hmm. based on a lot of different factors. So it's good to have that nurse there who you can call any time of day, any day of the week, and have someone to kind of bring you back down off the ledge, because that is that's the scary part, and you find a lot of bad information online.
For a person who is a navigator, I guess you talk about specialized training. In that case, you're dealing with so many different, and you've talked about whether it's anger or mm-hmm. confusion or just shock.
Yes.
You're really dealing with a lot of different situations day in, day out.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. The navigators, they see the gambit, and they've prepared for that. These nurses, they've been in nursing for 30 plus years, probably more than that if you add it all together. But they've trained, and they've worked in other areas of cancer and radiation and infusion, so they've been there. They've been with patients. So you really do have to have an understanding of what the patient is going through. You know, you have to know what all the different emotions are, and it's not just the patient; it's the family members as well. Mm-hmm. They're a very important part of this.
We were talking about the Regional Cancer Center that Mary Washington Healthcare oversees, and that's our focus this morning on Town Talk and News Talk 1230 WFVA. Jennifer, you had your mouth open to talk a couple minutes ago when we were talking just about all of the the what we had in this is as far as personnel and equipment and everything. Did you want to add something on that conversation?
Well, I was just thinking the moment of diagnosis, you know, what happens is we have what we call a tumor board, where all the physicians get together and other support people who are specially trained, and they talk about these cases and what should happen next with the patient. So it's not a jump decision about what's the best treatment for the patient. They all get together in a room and kind of discuss, you know, what is the best treatment for them? Is it chemotherapy? Is it radiation therapy? So they kind of put those cases up on a board and talk about those cases. And we have tumor boards. There's four or five, what we call tumor boards, four or five times a week, where all these physicians from all different specialties get together and talk about it. From radiology, the pathologists come in, the oncologists are there, the surgeons are there, all in the same room. So you have a group of specially trained physicians, and they all come together to talk about one person's case to find out what the best care is. And so it's, you know, we grab hold of these patients and we take them from the very beginning all the way through their treatment. And even after their treatment, when these patients are done, they can call anytime and reach out to the Navigator team for post, you know, post care, for post support services. So, you know, we try to keep hold of these patients and make sure that we can walk them through their journey.
I actually can give a firsthand account, because that's in my case, I was diagnosed and told this was going to be my treatment, and a few weeks later, my oncologist said that through one of these meetings, they'd all talked about it and had decided this would be the better course of action, and they changed the way the treatment was.
Right. Yeah. So it's not just one physician making a decision for you. It's a group. It's the best. It's like a think tank.
Right.
For
yeah,
better.
You get all the experts in one room. You look at what the national guidelines are, because we do follow the NCCN guidelines, which every institution across the United States does. And then we also look at what clinical trials are available as well, because that may be the best option for a patient. And we do have research available. We have clinical trials available locally. And if it's there's something not local, we will get folks connected to where they can go. But we do try to – I mean, I think we have like probably 20 or 25 trials open just locally too, through the oncologist office and through the cancer center. We partner with them.
She is Messina Korda. Renee Schenk also here. Jennifer Reynolds here. The Regional Cancer Center. Our focus more on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Did you know that there is a regional cancer center here? It's on the Mary Washington Healthcare Campus. That is our focus this morning. Jennifer Reynolds here, Renee Schenk, and Messina Korda here to talk about it. In case someone didn't know about the Regional Cancer Center, you're over there, you're on the Mary Washington Healthcare Campus, right near the Moss Free Clinic, right?
Right. 1300 Hospital Drive.
And that building, and a lot of us knew and knew of the Cancer Center of Virginia that was out Route 3 way, out near Five Mile Fork. That, and that services has moved to the Regional Cancer Center, and other kind of pieces of cancer treatment that have been available over the years. You're all under one roof now, right?
Correct.
So, and then that's nice to have that building is fairly new, isn't
it? Yes. Yeah. I think our goal really was to get cancer treatment all in one area. We were very spread out. We had a lot of great services, but we were all in different areas. Some were Massaponics, some were out on Route 3.
Yeah.
So our goal was really to get everything together where it would be easy for our patients to have everything under one roof. So 2011, radiation oncology opens. We're out there on the first floor. And then in 2012, in outpatient infusion and the Regional Cancer Center, Navigators, the support services, we opened in August of 2012.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about integrated therapies and describe what that is, because I've heard more and more about that. Is that something that's fairly new?
And integrative therapies in the outpatient infusion is not new for us. We've been doing it for about 2 years now, and we offer that while patients are getting treatment. So we have music therapy, we have Reiki therapy, massage therapy, and healing touch. And the patients love it. One of our most popular therapies is music therapy, and we have someone that comes twice a week, and the patients sing along, the nurses sing along while therapies are going. Our music therapist is a cancer survivor. She had childhood leukemia, so she can relate to the patients. It's wonderful. And she'll sing any kind of song you want, so it's really great. Reiki therapy is also very popular among the patients, as well as healing touch and massage. So we do feet massages while the patients are getting chemo or any other type of infusion. And Messina can talk about how we get those therapists to come into the building. They go through a process.
Right. So a couple years ago, integrative therapies or complementary therapy is another name, but it's really therapies that are designed to help support patients while they're going through treatment. So to either help with side effects of treatment or the disease process itself. So it's not any alternative to traditional treatment. We always like to make sure that's very clear, but it's really another resource for patients when they need some, you know, when they need some, you know, something for pain, or maybe they're having numbness in their hands or feet, or, you know, anxiety, depression, all those types of things. It's another tool. It's another resource that we like to offer to our patients. And it's offered free of charge for our patients. So we've partnered with awesome providers, integrative or complementary providers in the community who are able to work with us. They come to the cancer center, and we're able to offer those services free of charge for patients. All patients for radiation, whether radiation, infusion, surgery, doesn't matter. We have appointment slots available for them, different days of the week. So we have a calendar, if you will, sort of a menu of sorts where people can get different things different days.
Yeah. And I'd forgotten, there are things, some of the side effects, like numbness in your hands or and things like that, and it can get really frustrating when that kind of thing happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it really impacts quality of life, as we call it, for patients, you know. And these therapies, you know, some of them can really help patients. You know, each patient's individual, you know, each patient's different. And sometimes it's just a massage to relax because they've had, you know, okay, I've been so stressed about everything and I've had all this treatment. So it can be a simple massage as well.
And they can schedule appointments on non-infusion days to come back free of charge back to the center. Yeah. We actually have a small room that they can come and schedule an appointment.
You mentioned, Jennifer, a few minutes ago, if I heard it right, Reiki therapy?
Reiki therapies.
What
is that? It's a Japanese. It's been around for hundreds of years. It's a Japanese therapy. Can you explain it better?
It's sort of like an energy healing where they
energy
kind
healing.
Of – there's like energy points in the body and they kind of manipulate the energy fields. So.
Okay. I'd never heard of that and I thought – I didn't know what that was. But again, this is all something – if nothing else, just takes your mind off of things.
Exactly.
And sometimes that is all you need because there are so many other – like you said there are just so many other components to cancer, and a lot of times depression can set in because you just feel like I don't feel well, or I don't know if I'm going to get well, and this kind of thing just helps you along.
And those are natural, normal emotions that we all go through. So, like again, we just like to have every resource we can have available for our patients, whatever that need is. We like to make sure there's something there that we can help them with.
We have a wonderful video on our Mary Washington Healthcare website about Reiki therapy. So if you go to our website and go under the infusion services section, there's a video about one of our patients on there. So I would recommend people go and visit that.
We haven't mentioned, but obviously one of the things of having all of this under one roof and being able to do what you can or do all the things you can, people don't have to travel and you know, lose a day or two, and you're close to home. I know in the case of my treatment, just being close, being 15, 20 minutes away always of treatment it's a whole lot different than having to go up to Fairfax or down to Richmond or over to Charlottesville.
Right. That's one of the reasons why we started our pediatric program as well, you know, offering those port draws and port flushes for pediatric patients because they were traveling 60 miles or more just to get a blood draw. And where we could just offer that service for them, you know, that small service. So just to save them a trip, you know, just to get, you know, some blood work drawn.
So. Yeah, definitely overall for the program as a whole, that is our point of having this comprehensive state-of-the-art program is because, we didn't want our patient, our community, our family and friends and loved ones in the Fredericksburg community to have to go, you know, fight the 95 traffic north or south. So that is definitely a reason why we're so passionate about making sure we have the best of the best here in Fredericksburg.
And we do have the best of the best.
Yes.
We do. I mean, you see the slick commercials on TV of other organizations offering services, and every one of those services that they list on there, we have or even have more to offer. And you can see your own physicians shopping in the local grocery store, and you can, and they're here. They care about our community. They care about your care. And they're your neighbors, which is more important, I think.
One of my doctors, Dr. Fortunato, I saw him at, at Walmart one day, and we caught up on things. So that brings up a good question. If I'm diagnosed with cancer and I'm told, we're going to send you down to MCV, or we're going to send you to Fairfax Hospital for this, should I ask?
My first question would be, why?
Right. Should I ask, can this be, this same treatment be taken care of at the Regional Cancer Center at Mary Washington Healthcare?
And absolutely, yes. In particular with radiation oncology, we not only have a radiation oncology suite at Mary Washington, but we have one up at Stafford as well. And, you know, top-of-the-line equipment, wonderful doctors, wonderful staff, just love their patients. Patient satisfaction scores are consistently, you know, at the 99th percentile. So that speaks for itself, that our patients feel like that they are being taken care of. And the same for Jennifer in her area.
That's right.
She has the same type of patient satisfaction scores.
Yeah. So and a lot of times when you get hit with, I've got cancer, you've got cancer kind of thing, you're not thinking, but it's a good thing to keep in mind. Ask, because a lot of this, you can save yourself a lot of travel, and it'll be a lot easier if you can if it can be done here.
Yeah, you can research our physicians who have service that are practicing at our hospital, and they all are highly educated and have all done research. I mean, they're wonderful physicians that care, and again, they're your neighbors, and they're going to care about you.
And also, both of my facilities, Mary Washington and Stafford, are ACR accredited. That proves that we meet the spec.
Sure.
We are it.
Yeah. So ask before if you get the bad diagnosis, take some time to do some research and just ask, because you might be able to take care of it at the Regional Cancer Center. And not have to make that trip, because it's a lot of trips. It will be a lot of trips. And if you're not feeling well too, that just adds to stress and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's hard on your families to have to travel that far, take off time from work, you know, find places to stay. So we'll take great care of you.
Regional Cancer Center, our focus this morning with Messina Corder, Renee Schenck, and Jennifer Reynolds. More coming up on Town Talk this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about the Regional Cancer Center with Mary Washington Healthcare this morning. Jennifer Reynolds here, Renee Schenck here, and Messina Corder. Good information on what's available locally at the Regional Cancer Center. One of the things, as far as a fundraiser goes, Jennifer, a Power of Pink Walk is coming up, or somebody knows about this walk, don't they?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Of course we do. This is one of our signature events every year. It benefits breast cancer survivors and their families, and we raise money every year. This year it's on October 3rd, and the event's held on our campus. And we
Registration is ongoing now at powerofpink.mwhc.com. You can also register on site, but this is our fifth year, so we're very excited. What we found out is that oftentimes there's certain everyday things that we aren't able to help patients with. Like, we can't pay their bill for them, but maybe we can help get their pain medication that week, or their groceries, or transportation is another big thing. So the Breast Cancer Fund was developed in 2010. So that allows us, this walk allows us to fundraise for that fund. And then we're able, it goes right into the fund and goes directly back towards patients to help with those things I just mentioned. So it's really a great opportunity to give back to our community. All the funds stay locally, and it goes directly to the patients and their families.
And a lot of times, those kind of things To be able to provide that kind of help is a huge thing.
Yeah, it's just like the everyday things that there's no resource for. Yeah. So it was very frustrating to us. And we're like, and especially our navigators, they're on the front line. They see these needs. The patients are coming to them every day. So it was really a way that we could do that by having this fund and having this event to support it.
So it is next weekend.
Next Saturday. Next Saturday the 3rd. Registration opens up at 7:30. The walk starts at 8:30. And it's at the Cancer Center building, like in the big parking lot out front. So we usually have about 300 people. It's a fun time, kid-friendly. It's just a 2.2-mile walk. Goes out onto Cowan, comes back around the campus. And a lot of fun. And we hope folks will come out and support it.
Well, it's the kind of thing. Cancer affects everybody in some way, and even if you don't have anybody here that's impacted, there's somebody you know or somebody in your family. Get involved in something like this.
Exactly. Yeah, because you're helping your neighbor or your friend or your coworker. I mean, that's what this event is about. We're helping our community. So,
and in a lot of times, it may be you somewhere down the line or someone close that you know. It may not be something right now. So, again, it's the Power of Pink Walk. It's next Saturday, a 2.2-mile walk. And, again, where can people get information on that?
If you go to powerofpink.mwhc.com.
Okay. And we'll give you more information on that again at the end. But that's a good thing to know, and I didn't realize that's coming up so soon. So next Saturday and hopefully the rain of this weekend will be gone, and it'll be a great day for the Power of Pink Walk. Messina, you mentioned earlier we were talking about different facets of the cancer, the Regional Cancer Center, and you mentioned research that goes on at the Cancer Center.
Yes, we are very big proponents of clinical trials, getting our patients involved in those. That's a good option as a cancer treatment. So we do have trials open through the Cancer Center. We have a research team that focuses on cancer research, and we also are partner with the local medical oncology offices as well. They have lots of studies open, so we work with them as well to get patients to those appropriate studies. So at those tumor boards we were talking about earlier, that's a great opportunity where we usually kind of screen as we're talking about the cases. We kind of go through those patients and say, okay, would this be appropriate for one of our trials?
So you're looking at that kind of thing. I always wondered if I should ask but you're looking.
We are looking, but it's still I think the patient should always be their own advocate as well. So they should be asking. If you're talking about cancer care, you need to be asking your physician, is there a clinical trial that would be appropriate for me? Because that clinical trials really are a gold standard part of cancer care, because many of them are cutting edge, and many of them are using drugs that are already maybe approved by the FDA, but they're using them in different combinations. So that is important.
Right. Some of the physicians that are currently looking to enroll patients in studies are physicians like Dr. Vaughn, Dr. Blanchard, Dr. Fortunato, and even Dr. Chenault, who works at the Regional Cancer Center, who is our radiation oncologist. Mm-hmm. He just received accreditation for radiation studies. So those physicians are currently looking for patients who may be appropriate for studies. So if you're a patient with a cancer diagnosis or newly diagnosed, you may want to speak to those physicians.
Just ask.
Exactly.
That's a good thing. And that brings up a good point of where when, especially in the early days of dealing with a lot of this, sometimes it's better to have another person be able to come along with you because you're getting so much information. Mm-hmm. And I know in my case, my wife would write things down and would either at the time think of questions or later think of questions to ask. Because I know in my case, you're just sitting there and you're trying to think, how am I going to do this, this, and this? And you miss a bunch of things.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely a lot to process. And absolutely, if you have someone that can come with you, a family or friend, that is ideal. The navigators, actually, that you mentioned, they go to appointments with patients many times.
Okay.
Just to be that another ear to hear and also then be able to talk it through with the patient afterwards. And then if there's other questions that they didn't get answered maybe by the doc, maybe it's something the navigator can help answer too.
I guess you see people really at low points in their life at times, and at high points when they get the word that you're cancer-free. But in a lot of cases, you're dealing with people at just the lowest point they can be, and to try to give them some hope or some information.
Right, right. I think knowledge is often power. I mean, we all feel that way, whatever we're going through. So that is one of our goals in the program. Whether they're with the navigator, whether they're with the infusion nurses or radiation oncology nurses or staff, we always make sure we're giving them the correct information and all the information that they need to make a good decision and good choices and to help them through whatever, you know, through the process.
Renee, you're director of radiation oncology. A lot of times people hear the word radiation and just feel like it's, you know, it's over for me. And radiation can be a really tough kind of treatment, but has it gotten any hate to say any easier because it's a difficult thing, but a lot of times there's just a lot of panic. I know in my case there was. Trying to choose between chemo and radiation, I don't know that there's any one is better, but you do think, I don't have to have radiation.
Yeah, I think when people hear the word radiation, it is very frightening, whether it be a cancer patient or not. But with the machines now that we have and the way that we can deliver the radiation therapy, our therapeutic goal, so to speak, which is to deliver 100% to the tumor and minimal to the surrounding tissue, we are so good at that now that our side effects are very minimal. I can remember 20 years ago when I was, new in radiation oncology, and we would be treating a breast patient and, you know, just all the redness and the blistering and the peeling and all that. And I'm not saying that some of that doesn't occur because it has to, but we have minimized those symptoms so well that patients don't have to be afraid to come in, and many times they'll come in and say, "You're going to burn me up," you know. But we're not going to burn you up, you know. Yes, you are going to have some side effect because that is what we expect.
Yeah.
But as far as how radiation was delivered 10 years ago, it's different, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're getting better and better and better at it. We're imaging our patients daily to make sure, right before treatment, they're imaged daily to make sure that we hit that tumor 100% of the time. So, yes, our technology has...
But that's why you have the support services there. You have a nutritionist there. So if diet's impacted, they can meet with the nutritionist to change their diet to help them manage those symptoms if they need to.
Exactly.
And if they need some kind of hydration therapy, they can be brought up to infusion and get some hydration. So that's
absolutely
why it's so important that we're all in the same location. We work together daily from radiation to... And then at the end of their radiation treatment, they celebrate down there. They have a big bell. So their last treatment, the team stands around. The patient rings the bell. It's a big celebration, and the patient feels like a victory. It's a victory lap.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, many times patients will be sad because they're leaving us, and I'm sure that's true of your areas as well. They will be like, "Oh man, you know, just seeing you every day and your smiles and your support, you know." So even though they're happy that they're finished, they're sad in ways because they're not going to see us every day.
Yeah, ours come back to visit a lot. I have two nurses in my area. One's both of them are called Rebecca, and both of them's last names start with T. So we have two Rebecca T's, and one does infusion, the other one does chemo. So I have chemo Rebecca, and our patients come back a lot and say, "I want to come see chemo Rebecca." So our patients do come back to visit to show us how well they're feeling. So, and my nurse Rebecca, who's just won a national nursing award called the Daisy Award. So we're very proud of that. So our nurses are recognized by the patients. They all get wonderful accolades, all the staff does, because we treat them right.
Now, I can see that. Before I went through what I went through, if you had said that, I would have said, "You're kidding," and or just thought, "That can't be." But it is true, because you do get a bond with the people that you see and that you work with, and you become they do become part of your family.
Well, in radiation, the patients come every day for
like
weeks.
Like 6 weeks.
Oh, I didn't.
You get very attached.
Yeah, I guess. and that you mentioned earlier, was especially with having like this linear accelerator. They come. How long does the treatment? It's pretty quick, isn't it?
It's pretty quick. The treatment itself. Our time slots are usually in 15-minute time slots. So you have to take time for getting the patient in, setting them up. But yeah, the beam time, the actual radiation time, is very quick. Quick delivery.
You need to come check it out, Ted. It's very cool.
I would. The equipment is very interesting to see. And again, I can't even imagine what it costs and the kind of training that you have to have. But to have that kind of equipment around here. How has the equipment changed for you, Renee, since you got involved? Is it I would think that just the technology has been amazing to see.
Oh yes. In particular, the way our treatment delivery. It's all about that delivery. And not to get too technical, but long ago, say 20 years ago, yeah, a lot of treatment was done on cobalt machines. And that's why people had such reactions to their skin, because the maximum dose is like right under the skin. So you get really, really red and really, really blistered. And now the machines, the maximum doses are further down. They're higher energied. We have what we call leaves that conform, make a little circle around the tumor. So those normal tissues that are around it are not being treated. So yeah, it's huge. It's a huge difference. And the treatment time itself, delivery used to take, you know, several minutes. Now it's, you know, 30 seconds.
Wow.
You know, so it's a big difference.
And to do that and to be able to not impact the organs around, mm-hmm, you hope that in later years that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, one of those advances is called rapid arc technology, where the delivery of the treatment is actually in arc fashion, where the machine just just circles around the patient.
Yeah.
Very, very quick and very, very what we call conformal. In other words, the tumor is being treated and normal tissue is being spared. Such a great advance in treatment. And we have that both at Mary Washington and up at Stafford.
So you've mentioned that a few times about what's up at Stafford. So there's actually a lot more up there than I realized that you're able to do on this front.
Yeah, we can we can treat just about everything that we treat at Mary Washington. We treat at Stafford.
Okay.
I cannot do stereotactic radiosurgery up there. I don't have the TrueBeam STX up there, but a very advanced machine up there. No need in people going up north for radiation, because we have the same thing.
That's the good takeaway from this program this morning. Hopefully that the people realize there are things around here and to ask about it, because if you can be treated here, you ought to be treated here.
There's an infusion center at Stafford as well, so the patients can get infusion therapy at Stafford too.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. They can go, you know, both our hospitals have both services.
Regional Cancer Center was our focus this morning with Mary Washington Healthcare. Messina Corder, Renee Schenck, Jennifer Reynolds here. More on Town Talk. We'll wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is Mary Washington Healthcare and the Regional Cancer Center. We've gotten a lot of great information this morning. Jennifer Reynolds, Renee Schenck, and Messina Corder here. As far as Messina is, one of the things we haven't talked about is accreditation. And I know in over various times I hear about a lot of accreditations that the hospital gets from with these long names and everything, but it's important to know that you are accredited.
It is, yeah, because I think sometimes people say, well, what is that and what does that mean? Well, it means that we hold ourselves to a higher standard of quality and care at our facility. So for cancer programs, there's two accrediting bodies we go to, and that is the Commission on Cancer, which is nationally known. That helps us to, again, have quality metrics that we monitor. It helps us to keep improving and keeps raising the bar for us. And also for our breast program, specifically the National Accrediting Program for Breast Centers as well. And both of those are run through the College of Surgeons out of Chicago. But it is very important because it shows our patients and our physicians that we do hold ourselves to that higher standard and that we are monitoring the quality of our care. So that is important to know.
If somebody says to you, as they said to me, you don't you need to think about where you get treated. It's a good thing to say. You're accredited.
Yes, yes. And we're following those same guidelines as the centers, you know, the academic medical centers or what have you.
You're right there on the Mary Washington Healthcare campus in the city, right next to the hospital, in case you're wondering where the Regional Cancer Center is. The Power of Pink Walk, let's mention that real quick again, because
our annual Power of Pink Breast Cancer Walk is coming up next Saturday, October 3rd. It starts, its registration opens at 7:30, starts at 8:30, and the walk is there at the Cancer Center building out in the parking lot. It's a lot of fun. All the proceeds go towards our breast cancer fund, which stays locally and goes directly towards patients and their families, helping to support them through their cancer journey. So we hope folks will come out and support that.
It's a good way to be able to help people with a lot of expenses. There are, unfortunately, even if you've got the best insurance, there are expenses when you're dealing with fighting fighting any kind of cancer.
Yep.
The good information this morning. Thank you for all of you for coming in and describing all of this. I know in particular, Renee, I want to come by sometime and do a story and take some pictures of your linear accelerator, because
that would be great.
You've said more words that I don't understand this morning than any guest that has been here this year. So congratulations, because just highly technical and stuff, and it's fun to laugh at, but it's great to know that this kind of equipment, this kind of technology, this kind of training is available around here, and it's with every area.
Yes, thank you,
Jennifer. Anything else that we've missed with the Regional Cancer Center? This has been something that this has been a program. It's been a long time in coming to be able to emphasize.
I just think for all of us here at visiting you today, we just want you to know that Mary Washington Healthcare is always committed to giving patients the best patient experience always at our healthcare system. So visit us there. We want to provide you with the best experience you can have, and that we're always here for you.
It's something that when you don't like getting the diagnosis, but I'll tell you what, when you've got doctors like that I dealt with in my case, Dr. Vaughn being an oncologist, and just the kind of treatment and care, it's fantastic. And thank you all for what you do and in your little part with the Regional Cancer Center. Messina Corder, Renee Schenck, Jennifer Reynolds, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for what you do.
Thanks for having us.
That is it for Town Talk. Thank you for joining us this morning. See you next week on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.